You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband's first aid kit. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 25 years and married for 22. Our youngest daughter finally moved out and my husband and I hit the road and visited his parents. And then we drove up to Michigan to see my sister and her children. It was a great 2 weeks of spending quality time with my husband. The only drawback was that we didn't have a lot of sex because his back was hurting. He had his doctor phone in medication for his back, and we picked it up as soon as we got back in town. A few days after the trip, I was still unloading stuff from the back of my husband's SUV. I mistakenly dropped a bunch of things in the driveway, and I heard a crash. I realized that I had dropped a first aid kit that I gave my husband years ago, but the things that fell out of the first aid kit were not supposed to be in it. There were a few condoms. I didn't stop to count them. There was a pill bottle of performance medication that men use. There was a moisture aid, and there was a small bottle of shower gel. My whole life was shattered, just like that first aid kit. I gathered up the stuff, and I put it next to my husband on the couch. He tried to talk, but he got the hiccups like he always does when he's startled. I don't know what to make up our marriage at this point, and my husband hasn't even tried to explain why he's been riding around with the sex kit. All he's asked me is, what do you want to do? Does that mean does that mean he wants out of the marriage and he hopes that I do too? If that's the case, do I fight for my marriage or is it best to let him go? What do I do? Yes, it could mean he wants out, but I'll say this to you. If you want your marriage, yes, by all means, fight for it. I mean, I'm really sorry this happened to you. The problem is you can't be the only one fighting, and you don't know how to fight if you guys aren't talking. I mean, this isn't something you can sweep under the rug. If there's any hope of fixing this, you both have to do the work. I mean, you have hard evidence that he's been cheating, and most importantly, your husband has not denied it. He didn't even try to lie. He didn't even try to say he doesn't know how the sex kit got there or anything. So, yes, he's the one that doesn't seem to want to fight for the marriage. Even if he doesn't know what to say, he could do something. He could say something since this is his mess. And I'm not saying you have to stay in this marriage. I'm not saying that at all. You don't have to take him back. I'm not saying that. Because he certainly doesn't deserve it. It sounds crazy, but it's on point what he's asking you. What do you want to do? You got to take your time. You got to think about this. Then you got to do what you want to do, what will make you happy. And that could very well be without him. You don't have to take any of this stuff from Mr. Sex Kid in the Car. Stupid. Steve?
Well, one of the great gifts God has given me is the ability to read between the lines. Mm-hmm. So now let's read the line and let me show you what's in there that ain't on there. You've been married 22 years. Your youngest daughter finally moved out. Y'all went on a road trip, visited his parents, drove up to Michigan to see my sister, her kids. It was a great 2 weeks of spending quality time with my husband. The only drawback was we didn't have a lot of sex because his back was hurting. Now, let's read between the lines. The reason y'all didn't have a lot of sex was because he didn't have the first aid kit.
What?
He did not have the first aid kit. See, y'all took this trip in the SUV, but this first aid kit was outside in the SUV. If he bring the first aid kit in the hotel or whoever, wherever y'all was staying, then you would know the contents of the first aid kit, and he couldn't let you see that. That's why y'all didn't have sex. Then you say he had his doctor phone in medication for his back, and we picked it up as soon as we got in town. Well, see, while he was calling, he could have called in the medication on the road trip, had it transferred up to a drugstore pharmacy up there where he was at so he could get the particular things out of the kit that was needed that was causing the backache. Are you following me?
No.
I am.
I don't see why not. Now, a few days after the trip, you unloading stuff from the back of the truck and you mistakenly dropped a few things in the driveway. You heard a crash. Now, that crash is a metal box. That metal box, it wasn't a bottle. It broke. That crash is that metal box that first aid kits come in and that you had gave your husband years ago. But what fell out of the first aid kit wasn't supposed to be in there. That was some condoms. You didn't count them. That was a pill bottle of performance medication that men use. That was a moisture aid. That's lubricant. And that was a small bottle of shower gel. Got to get cleaned up before I get back home. My whole life was shattered just like that first aid kit. I gathered up the stuff, put it next to my husband on the couch. Hell no. And hold that thought. Because this is what he should have did when she put it on the couch.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's crazy response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is my husband's first aid kit. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is my husband's first aid kit.
Here's this woman that finally became empty nesters. They take a road trip to see their mom and their sister. Had a great quality time with her husband. The only thing she said was wrong was they didn't spend time having sex. Mm-hmm. And the only drawback was we didn't have a lot of sex because his back was hurting. Well, the reason his back was hurting because he didn't have his first aid kit in there. The first aid kit was out in the SUV. Now, he can't go out here and get the first aid kit because then you'll know what's in that little white box with the red cross on the cover of it, that little tin box with the red cross on the front of it.
Yeah.
And so then he got back in town, phoned in medication for his back. Now, what he should have did while he's on vacation was phone in for that medication for that male enhancement drug that he uses and had it transferred to a pharmacy out of town, which they can do that for you. But he didn't do that right there. He made you think it was his back, but it wasn't his back. It was the lack of what's in the first aid kit, not being able to let you know that he got this stuff in the first aid kit. Now, he been using this stuff on you, too, now. But he didn't let you know he was using these aids that he got. So anyway, you was unpacking the SUV when y'all got home and you dropped some stuff. And the first aid kit you gave your husband years ago crashed on the ground. The things that fell out the kit wasn't supposed to be there. And some condoms. I didn't stop to count. There was a pill bottle with performance medication me and you. And then there was a small bottle of shower gel. We have got to get a shower in before we go home.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life was shattered, just like that first aid kit. I gathered up the stuff and I set it next to my husband on the couch. Now, as soon as you set that on the couch, you say he got the hiccups like he always does when he startled. And that ain't no problem. You say he get the hiccups when he gets startled. You didn't say he get the hiccups when he lied. So what he should have said when you put all these condoms and pills and lubricant on the couch, he should have said,
Oh, hell no. Oh, no, these MFs didn't. Oh, hell no. These black bastards, they done finally got me. Oh, hell no. Look, where you get this from? She'll say, I got this out the car. This the first aid kit that I gave you and all this stuff in it. Oh, man, they said they was going to get me and they got me. Who is they and what are you talking about? Man, my boy's been trying to prank me for the longest and try to get one in on me, and they done finally did it. Where was it, baby? Oh, I'd have had her on the back of her heels. I had her on the back of the heels. Because, see, right now, because I'd have thought of that. Oh, hell no. And I would have blamed it all on that. Now, and then, you know, I didn't know what to make of my marriage at this point. And my husband hasn't even tried to explain why he been riding around with a sex kit. I would have explained it right then when you put it all on the couch next to me. Because I know what this stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, he didn't make a marriage with him. Go around and say, all he asked me is, what you want to do?
Woo.
I'd have said, okay, so what you want to do? They done pranked me. I done told you what they did. I can't believe this. Now, you finna, what you want me to do? They got me. Oh, it's a good one now. Oh, they got my ass. They got my ass good. But what you want to do? That stuff been back there for years. You know, because mm-hmm. my boy, he got a detail shop. He do car. And I let him detail the car. And that's when they got. I bet when I took my car down there to get it detailed, that's when they put it in there. I be damn. Boy, this is crazy.
You're over.
Boy, this is crazy, crazy, crazy. For
over.
What you want to do, though.
It's over.
What you want to do. Oh, it's over on a prank?
Uh-huh. It's over.
See, I'd have had that. I'd have done that one. And then she go, well, what does that mean? He wants out of the marriage and he hopes that I do too? See, we wouldn't even have got to that point. Because Shirley said he ain't even tried to lie. That was the perfect time for it.
He didn't but deny see, it. Slow. None of that.
He's slow sitting up there hiccuping. But you hiccuping because you startled. You damn right I'm surprised. Because where the hell you get it from?
Steve?
He hiccup when he startled. He don't hiccup when he lie. She said the stuff down there. He went, what? Oh, baby. You sit up here, gonna sit up here trying to blow on me because I was set up in there. These dudes, I had my partner got detail shop and we was down there. I let him wash my car. And then he went, what in crap? This is so crazy, I'll be damned. And you
need some
you
water.
Really thought you I don't need no water. I don't need no water.
Put
right
your
now.
Head in a paper bag.
I don't need no paper bag because you know this is crazy. I mean, man, this is so crazy.
All right. I said
to people, woo, Lord have mercy.
Post your comments on today's crazy strawberry letter at steveharveyfm.com on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good.
Too, but since he did not lie and did not offer you this, it's too late now.
Yeah.
I can't help you, dog.
Yeah.
You
all right. You can
timely with your lies.
Downloaded today, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.